Blackstone Audio presents Dead Souls by Nikolai Vasilievich Gogol. Author's preface to the first portion of this work, second edition published in 1846. From the author to the reader. Reader, whosoever or wheresoever you be, and whatsoever be your station, whether that of a member of the higher ranks of society, or that of a member of the plainer walks of life, I beg of you, if God shall have given you any skill in letters, and my book shall fall into your hands, to extend to me your assistance. For in the book which lies before you, and which probably you have read in its first edition, there is portrayed a man who is a type taken from our Russian Empire. This man travels about the Russian land and meets with folk of every condition, from the nobly born to the humble toiler. Him I have taken as a type, to show forth the vices and the failings, rather than the merits and the virtues, of the commonplace Russian individual. And the characters which revolve around him have also been selected for the purpose of demonstrating our national weaknesses and shortcomings. As for men and women of the better sort, I propose to portray them in subsequent volumes. Probably much of what I have described is improbable, and does not happen as things customarily happen in Russia. And the reason for that is that for me to learn all that I have wished to do has been impossible, in that human life is not sufficiently long to become acquainted with even a hundredth part of what takes place within the borders of the Russian Empire. Also, carelessness, inexperience, and lack of time have led to my perpetrating numerous errors and inaccuracies of detail, with the result that in every line of the book there is something which calls for correction. For these reasons I beg of you, my reader, to act also as my corrector. Do not despise the task. For however superior be your education, and however lofty your station, and however insignificant in your eyes,